Lord, we have no agenda. We just want to lay down everything to you and let you come and do whatever you will do this morning. We just love you. We praise you. We worship you. All we want is your presence here. Thank you, Jesus. I think we're going to start with Gary. And then we have some others that have some special worship for us this morning. You want the mic?
Nope, don't need it.
Don't need it.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. I won't let Satan blow it out. I'm going to let it shine. I won't let Satan blow it out. I'm going to let it shine. I won't let Satan blow it out. I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. It's going to shine at Burning Bush, we're going to let it shine. It's going to shine at Burning Bush, we're going to let it shine. It's going to shine at Burning Bush, we're going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine.
Amen.
Amen.
Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Amen. So, according to that scripture, what's our profession? We're priests. We're priests. We're like, Jesus is a high priest.
Right.
We're basically priests of God.
Exactly.
By faith. And by faith, we can come to the throne of grace.
Yes.
What's boldly mean? What do you think of when you hear the word bold?
No fear.
No fear.
Hardy.
Boldly. No fear. Okay, so no fear. No fear. Can you imagine no fear? Imagine no fear, okay? I think we need to break agreement with spirit of fear right now.
Amen.
And bondage. So, Jesus, I choose to break agreement, with the spirit of fear, and the spirit of bondage. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Who wants to hear God's voice today?
I do.
Through song. Through song. Who wants to hear God's voice through song today?
Amen.
Okay, thank you, Jesus. Have we believed about ourselves? I'm not pretty enough. I'm incapable of doing that. Nobody will listen to me because I'm not up there in leadership. I'm just one of the newbies. Nobody's going to listen to me. That's a lie. God can work through anyone.
Amen.
As long as we allow it.
Amen.
Reveal the lies I believed. Pray this with me. Reveal the lies I believed. have to know what the lies are before we can believe the truth.
Really?
So God, we ask you, show us the truth. What do you say about our heart? What do you say about our soul, about us? You made us. We are made in your image. We're fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen.
Anything that we've believed otherwise is a lie.
Right.
Period.
That's it.
Show me the truth. Show me the light. Shine light on my heart. I only want you, Jesus. Show me the truth. Show me the light. Shine light on my heart. Loves me. Do you guys get that? Do you guys get that? Jesus loves me. Everybody say that. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Okay, if we have a misconception of what love is, I think we need to get rid of that too. Because if we're like, oh, yeah, love is going out and partying, or love is going out and getting a beer or something, like, that's not love. Like, having a boyfriend, having a girlfriend, that's not love. Love is this. This is love.
Amen.
Period. Love is not betrayal. Love is not fearful. We have fear. If we feel that love betrays, lie.
Amen.
It's just how it is. To believe that he loves us.
That's right.
It's a choice. It's not a feeling.
Right.
It's a choice.
Amen.
Do you want that love?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you want love?
Yeah.
The answer is yes. Everybody wants love. Like, there's no question. Everybody wants love. Everybody wants love. And if you want to deny that, like, that's a lie in and of itself. So.
Amen.
We were created to be loved.
Amen.
And to be loved. And to love. To love and to be loved.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. Prepare our hearts.
Yes.
Prepare our hearts to receive your love this morning. Your truth about who we are, and what we're meant to be and do.
Okay, that was awesome.
This song I'm going to play is called Clamorously Foolish, and it was actually inspired when Tana Weeks stood up, I don't know, like maybe a couple weeks ago, no, like a couple months ago, and like talked about how when like the Lord tells us to dance in the Bible, it's like interpreted as like clamorously foolish. And you know, there's a story of David when he was dancing and his wife was all embarrassed. It's like he looked like a fool, you know, but that's what God delighted in. So it may sound like I say glamorous, but I'm saying clamorous because we don't want to be glamorous fools. So just throwing that out there.
Bye.
do what you want, but I'll never deny him. Do what you want, but I'll never deny him. Think what you want, but I will praise him. Think what you want, but I will praise him. Say what you want, but I'm not gonna stop. Say what you want, but I'm not gonna stop.
I know that's right. That's right.
Do what you want, but I'll never deny him.
I know it.
Do what you want, but I'll never deny him.
Never.
And when I dance, I will dance like a clamorous fool for you. And when I sing, I will sing like a clamorous fool for you. Breaking our chains, God.
Yes.
Thank you that you broke the chain on the cross.
Yes.
God, we came here to worship you, and we just want to praise you and give you glory. And we just
Amen.
Want to thank you so much for everything you're doing in our lives.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for loving us, God. Thank you that you are in love with us.
Amen.
I pray right now that you would just open up our hearts and our minds to just receive that love, God.
Yes.
That, as Hannah said, that you would just reveal the lies, God.
Oh! Yeah.
Make lies and truth like black and white, God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Show us the light. Show us the truth. Help us to accept your love. And when it comes, help us to recognize it and be like, that's your love. And help us to just open up our arms.
Amen.
Because your arms are already open.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. The next song I'm going to play is called My Lover's Heart for You, and it's, God has, you know, a lot of different, like, facets. He can be our father, our mother, our friend, and this song just, like, touches on his lover's heart for us, and yes, he loves us, but he's in love with us, and he's not just a guy in the sky who's like, oh, you know, obey me and stuff. Like, he's passionately in love with us, and He's really been taking me to the Song of Solomon a lot. And if you want to know how much he loves you, read that book. Like, holy cow. And this song is, like, based on that. So I just encourage you to just, like, listen to this song and let it be a love song from his heart to yours. And just open up your heart and just let him love you, because that's what he wants to do. So. Let him romance you. My heart with Return from that sin you did this morning. Return from that angry word last night. Return from yelling at your kids, from getting angry with your spouse. Return from that sinful thought, that judgmental word, that selfish deed. My forgiveness is here. Just return, and I'll clean you up. I'll do the rest. Thank you, Jesus, so much for your love. Thank you for being relentless in pursuing us. Help us to just rest in that love, not just today, but the rest of the week. Open our eyes to the love kisses that you send, because we're so blind. Please just open our eyes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Some months ago, a word was brought forth through Sue Hampton, and I immediately felt like it was directed toward me personally. As you will see, these two beautiful young women have answered the call. I'll just read as it was given. I'm seeking a worship leader for Burning Bush and for other places of my choosing. I will train you. I will place you. Here are my qualifications. I am seeking one who will seek me. I have time to spend with you. Do you have time to spend with me? Who will appoint me the time? If one will come before me daily, I will be your worship trainer. I will give to you the new songs. I will bring you into new rooms and show you the sounds of heaven. If you will give me an undivided heart, I will transform it. I will implant a heart of worship. I will visit your heart and infiltrate the deep caverns with the colors of my being. I will play upon the strings of your very blood veins with the melodies of my love. I will strum the chords of your heart with deep tones of repentance, with groans of grief and shouts of warnings. I will weep upon your soul with love that music has yet to experience. I do weep even now with my love songs that cannot find a home. Will your heart be my home? Who will appoint me the time? Who will be my worship student? Who will dare to bring me such a yielded heart? Do not be hasty to volunteer. It will cost you your current life. It will change your entire being. But he who loses his life shall find mine. There is enough of me for all who volunteer. Surely, one alone could not contain all that I am offering. This class is open for enrollment. And as Sue just confirmed, it's still open.
So God's pretty sweet. Like, I was talking to Tana before the service, and she's like, what is God doing? And I'm just like, everything. Like, she's like, narrow it down. I'm just like, all the time, 24/7. And just God just keeps bringing me back to John 15. Just abiding, that outside of me, you can do nothing. And it's like, that's so true, and I see it every day, at every job I go to every person I talk to. It's like, God, I can't even deal with these people today, you know? And he's like, you don't have to, I'll do it. I'm like, all right, cool. But it's just the love of God, and God's all about, like, one-upping us. Like, when we do it, it's not good, but he can do it all the time. That's okay. And if you go to, so I was sitting back there next to Gordy, and I felt like God was like, you need to just talk about the love of God for a minute. I'm like, oh, cool. And if you go to John 15, it talks about abiding in God, and it talks about the love of God. That it's pretty much that flows out of abiding in God. You can turn there. I'm just going to read one verse. So, John 15:13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And for you married people, I wrote in, and wife. So, You gotta do that too. So and I was just like, man, God, you are just so amazing, and that's like he's showing us what it is to love, but he's all about one upping us. And I was like, well, God, where's that verse I'm looking for? If you go to not that one, go to Romans 10. Oop, my bad, Romans 5:10. And I was sitting there, and I'm like, God, what is that verse? And then Gordy's like, hey, look at this verse, and it's exactly the same one. And I'm like, well, I'll take that as confirmation, God, that. So if you go to Romans 5:10, it says, For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. So he's saying, this is love, to lay your life down for your friend. But he's like, no, I'm going to one up you. I'm going to lay my life down for you when you were my enemies. When you hated me, when you were against me. And it's just that reality. It's just like, God, what do I have? And it's like, nothing. He's like, but when you came against me, that's when I loved you, you know? And it's just like, wow. So, God, I just ask that you would just give us a deeper revelation of your love, Father. God, just right now your spirit would come, God, and we would just give up trying to please you, God. And we would just be loved by you, Father. God, I ask right now, God, this week we would experience love like we have never experienced before, God. God, you would take out those thoughts, just like they're saying, that are not of you, God. Show us what true love is, Father. God, we just say thank you for what you're doing, and even thank you more for what you're going to do here, Lord. In Jesus' name.